Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. You know it's French Toast Friday up in here, and it's Catfish Friday, baby. Yeah, Thanksgiving was on yesterday, but it's still Catfish Friday, baby, and French Toast Friday. I am telling you, all up in here. Listen. Oh, Lord, today. You know, there's so many crazy news stories that's going on. I'll get to that later. This one is talking about she got pregnant at 17. Well, I'll get to that. That happened over in London. Now, listen, I got a super bad superstar on today. I am JFK. He got some bad supersonic music. He got it going on today. I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's clear out today. It's about 47 degrees out. Yes. Listen, it's November 25th, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Sometimes the hardest working team on the planet. Other times I don't know where they are and what they're doing. Now listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump, baby. Listen, while you on Facebook, do me a favor. Use keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Leave a like. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen. This show is a stout blast. Superstar, I am. JFK is on air. That is Gerald Fitzpatrick. Now, listen. Come on, engineers. Who is hearing this music on today? Come on. Better know it being heard all over the world. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Listen. I am telling you, it is a great thing. It is a great thing, you know, when you do what you love. I love what I do, honey, and it is just a joy. It is a joy. Let me say this real quick, because, you know, the show is live. It's not pre-recorded. So, listen, while I'm doing the show, of course, I'm looking at all the breaking headlines and yada, yada, yada. Let me say something. Y'all know Mama is a licensed life coach. Okay. Trained by Monique Carradine years ago. Okay, so listen, Monique Carradine was a reporter and a journalist for Fox 32 News in Chicago in the Windy City years ago. Okay, She's no longer there. She's living a life in Puerto Rico. I had the pleasure of meeting Monique Carradine. She's such a lovely, lovely lady. She's still doing her thing. She is on Instagram and Twitter as well, doing her thing. But listen, I have to get that on out the way. Because how many folks is around here saying they doing all kind of stuff, ain't got no paper, ain't got no credentials, ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying. So anyway, let me say this. Some time ago, now I'm getting to a breaking story that happened in London. This lady gave her story in London about 9 hours ago. And what it's about, it's relationship related. It's about dating. Now listen, Mama did a show at WVON. I had a show down at WVON. And I did a segment on dating and relationships. Now listen, I do not profess to be a professional when it comes to being a life coach as far as dating. You know, you got all type of life coaches. Now, listen, I am not a relationship specialist, okay? Just to put that out there. Now, listen, when I was on WVON, I had professionals that was in the industry, that is in the industry, is proficient in talking about relationship and dating. So, now, listen, I said that to say this. This young lady says, I can't get a date because I'm on benefits. Now, she's talking about disability benefits. She says, now, I'm reading this from my London Times on, right, on the website, the version, the digital version. She says, I can't get a date because I'm on benefits. Men have called me a parasite. Oh, honk, 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 honk. I'm honking my horn. Please move over. Please move over. Let me tell you something up in here. Let me tell you something. It has nothing to do if you're on benefits, Social Security, disability. Well, I don't know who else she's picking. Listen, it's not the, it's not that she's, they are saying that she is not worthy to go out with them. It's the problem is she don't know how to pick the right ones. Listen, now she is on Plenty of Fish. Now listen, I ain't trying to throw no nothing out there. I'm just trying to tell you, it's a whole lot of folks on disability. Right. Me being one, raise my hand. I'm on disability, okay? Now, listen, and you got people on Social Security, and they all are dating. So I don't understand how is it, but I'm going to explain this. I can't get how she's saying I can't get a date. It's not that she cannot get a date. She's getting a date with the wrong men. Listen, whatever kind of energy you put out there, whatever kind of energy you put out there, that's what you're going to attract to yourself. So listen, they are telling her that she's a parasite. So first of all, before you get into dating and doing things like that, I don't care if you're just making $2 a month or $2 a day or whatever you're doing. If your self-worth is up there, if your energy level is up there, your frequency is up there, you will attract to you what you are worthy of. So now listen, if you are worthy, and I do not want to say nothing about today. I said no name, so nobody knows who I'm talking about. If your worth level is that of a parasite, what do you think you're going to attract into your life? It goes down like this. Your heart is a magnet, okay? Now, I'm giving you a picture. I'm doing my life lesson thing, just in case if you didn't know. Your heart is a magnet. Whatever is in your heart, you attract to you. If you have parasites in your heart, guess what? Parasites are attracted to that. So listen, before you start dating, before you do anything, first you got to clean out your heart. You got to clean your spirit. You got to clean your energy level. Whatever frequency you're operating on, that's what's coming your way, baby. It's just like, okay, now listen, she's got kryptonite on the inside of her, and Superman's trying to come to her, and he's going down. He's going down because guess what? Superman can't stand tonight, right? He cannot get to her. Her Superman cannot get to her because she got the wrong thing in her heart, right? He can't come on in and say, hey, could you would like to go out with me? Because she got kryptonite all up in her heart, all up in there. So listen, when she digs out the kryptonite and get rid of the kryptonite, right, she'll be able to go out with whoever she wants to go out with. It ain't got nothing to do with your fixed income and nothing else, baby. It's what you got on the inside of your heart, what you got on the inside of your spirit and your mind is going to be attracted to you. So listen, she attracted to her a certain cesspool of men, and she picked from that cesspool of men because that's what's up in her, right? So listen, I'm telling you what's going to happen to. Let me get on with the get on. I got some bad, hot, fluffy music up in here by none other than Superman. I am JFK. Listen, he got it going on. This one is called Before Time.
Uh-huh. Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Uh-huh. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Uh-huh. Knock me off. off my feet when you walking by my office. I step cautious, I don't wanna hawk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace queen, my name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. Took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooked curry shrimp and she loved kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you, but you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true, we don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispered in my ear that she's celibate.
Bumped into this honey from around the way. She used to kick it with my homeboy Dre back in the day. Still fine doing a thing, know what I mean? Fast forward to the time and place to sow a scene. I wanna spit it to her on the musical mode. Catch up on the old days and learn about her goals. I'm not the one popping bottles and spending cash. I'm the one that's got your back building shit that lasts. Take a vacay up in the spot, make it hot. Creeping up on the polka dot dress in the parking lot. Dinner for two, chilling on the rooftop. The next morning, bacon and eggs in the coffee pot. If you want the real, I'm your man, know what I'm saying? I'm not a youngster, less than a breath of a kid playing. I done found you again, not looking for it to end. What we can have together goes beyond being friends. Midwest girl with that Midwest flavor. Don't need a man for shit, she banking her own paper. High class, making the moves for the future. It's the kid from the city of Shy, and I salute ya.
Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate.
Sitting at the bar patient, stargazing. Lost in a saucer, all in amazement. Looking like an angel, good from any angle. She make the drums go bango, bango. With the bass line chasing her waistline. Hypnotic, hips swaying and popping. Standing ovation, praise from the audience. Grinding motion, blinding my focus. Mama Cita got me sweating like the heater. Staring in her eyes, got me feeling that fever. Hot stuff, making me whistle like the T-Dun. She the one that make my heartbeat speed up. Truly the most high blessed her. Beauty beyond definition or measure. Her style like a newfound treasure. And the way she moves make the groove sound better. Confident with a queen's demeanor. Even though I see her, still dream to meet her. Before I even knew what happened, she kissed me on the cheek, said hi, my name's Jasmine.
Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispered in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispered in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. Whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispered in my ear that she's celibate.
All right. That is Superstar I Am JFK. Listen, that is hot, hot, hot. Listen, that is heat hot. You know, that is cold hot. And when I say cold hot, I'm talking about C-O-A-L, the cold that you need to put up in your furnace, baby. Listen, that is hot. I got some more music from this particular artist. It is Hood Crash. And let me tell you a little bit about Superstar I Am JFK, Gerald Fitzpatrick, better known by the stage name I Am JFK, is an American rapper from the Windy City, y'all, from Chicago, whose first official album went nowhere. Now listen, see, it's people like this right here. This is his first album, Went Nowhere. These are the ones that be sitting on TV and being interviewed by individuals like Jennifer Hudson. You know what I'm talking about. Those are the ones that listen, because people, you see them, we all see them all the time doing an interview. I was looking at Tabitha Brown. Let me tell you something. I was looking at Tabitha Brown on Jennifer Hudson show, and she was doing an interview, and she was talking about her dark days and anxiety. You know what I mean? See, listen, when you be transparent and you really tell the truth all up in there, you are helping somebody. Nobody wants to hear all just about the gold and sunshine. You know what I mean? Because everybody ain't there yet. People are trying to put one step in front of the other. They want to hear, how did you get where you are? What did you do during the dark time? Listen, we all got some dark days. My God, my God, my God. We all have some dark days. We all have some days where nobody knows nothing about who we are, what we're doing. You hear what I'm saying? Everybody got a story, and every story can help somebody if you be honest, if you tell the truth. Tabitha Brown says she has joy every day because she was in a deep depression. She was talking about anxiety. I didn't know nothing about that. But she was saying about her depression and anxiety. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So listen, your story helps somebody else. When you just keep it all bottled up to yourself, you're not helping anybody. You got to talk about it. You can't talk about something that you're not healed from. Now listen, I know about depression. I know about anxiety. I know about a whole bunch of stuff, right? And you hear me talking about a lot of different things. I've been through my different stories. You cannot talk about something that you're not healed from. If you're still pretty much, you know, down in the oven somewhere, you can't really talk about that. When your bread gets baked and done and you come out of the oven of trouble and all that kind of stuff, then you can talk about it. And everybody gets what? Everybody gets to delicious, get to taste the delicious bread. Now, that's the way it is. It's like that. God got some people still in the oven. He's still working on you. He's still getting you together. And so when it gets done, when your bread gets done, right, you come out of that oven, everybody gets a slice, and they get their joy. So listen, the pain that you go through in life is what? It's designed. God designs, and he uses that to help somebody else. Listen, God doesn't throw away anything. He uses everything in your life to what? To help somebody else and to get other people out of the pit of whatever darkness that they're in, to help get them out. God uses that. Yes, he does. He uses it. Believe me, he uses it. Let me tell you something up in here. I got some more music that's coming. It's called Hood Cries, Hood Cries by Superstar I Am JFK. Check this out up in here. Hood Cries.
Arnie, you're through. You hire these mugs, they miss. Now you're through. If you ain't out of town by tomorrow morning, you won't never leave it except in a pine box.
Underneath the full moon, he took half a shroom. Woke up quarter after 12 the next afternoon. Went straight to keypad Zoom. Grabbed the next tune. This is my world. You Mel Gibson looking for fuel. He joined the group in the room through Zoom. He was apparently preparing a pot of moose head soup. It was gross. He lost at least half the room. So I pumped up the volume as he continued. He said they exhumed the body, recovered the infinity stone, but came to find out it was a duplicate copy. Damn, that sucks to be you, Poppy. I'm not the illest, I don't take it personal, even though it hurts my feelings. They call me Captain Double Action. I practice from Nebraska to Alaska. JTF Fast Company Extraction. A troubled nomad with cold steel romance. Let's dance outdoors near this rusty old ranch. The crusty old man with pus scabs all over his hands. Your weapons jam, he gon' bust your ass. Hey yo, I used to sell those champs for Charlie Horse elbow cramps. The company folded, then got revamped. I got the same hardware Captain Nemo used, upgraded with supersonic torpedo tubes. I got a backup supply line that starts with rhymes. The countdown coincides with the bounce down. It's time. High spec, low tech, or low spec, high tech. Mix it up, nigga, it's something they won't expect. Scorch earth, torch work, start with your front porch first. I hope both your grandparents are work. I'm that pit bull terrier, chewing on your bloodstream barrier. Nothing in the world could be scarier. Immunostimulation, what are the implications? Who cares, we going on vacation.
Snatch it from the backpack, it's all survival. Lacking water for the body on the time of arrival. Leaving no stone unturned, infinity war. 11 miles hiked outside the site in Singapore. The government putting that poison in the air. And now they got us struggling in the middle of nowhere. The lyrical Jedi with lyrical mind tricks. Leaving them in the desert on his homemade crucifix. Don't take me for granted, I ain't no joke. I'm worse than Deathstroke, popping them through the smoke. I'm rocking with a legend, I can't be lukewarm. Now watch me transform into the calm before the storm. The truth never compromised my skill. I'm the sniper from the hill, my joints are ill. Every day, I'm pushing my writings to the limit. While most of you cats are pushing nothing but gimmicks. It's the Blade Runner, the Machine Gunner. It's the lyrical dude that knew what you did last summer. It's three of me, and I'm traveling through the multiverse. I pull a Will Smith on this verse, I ain't got a curse. Slow your roll, too hot to hold. I'm walking through the desert with a cane and blindfold. The sandworms coming at the kid reckless. I'm speechless, eating whack MCs for breakfast. I'm in the middle of nowhere dropping poison rhymes. Bad luck for your crew like the family on Good Times. I strangle all your commercial angles. X marks the spot at the top of the triangle. Make no mistake, my style is straight murderous. I know you haven't heard of this. Emphasis on the selfishness. Everything I spit, it's hard to define this. So let me simplify. I'm an eternal who helped build a pyramid.
Yeah. That is hot. That is Hood Cries. Listen, and the other song, I was going to say this before I had went to the break and played the other song. Listen, this is Superstar, I Am JFK. And the other song that I was playing, listen, y'all, it kind of reminded me of like Steppin'. It is so Steppers music. I was listening to Before Time, his single Before Time, and I was like, you know, that sounds like a Steppin'. You can step on, get on down on that. Yes, you can. Listen. It is the musical salute for Superstar I Am, JFK. Listen, we are heard all over the world. We are heard, 8% of our audience is in the United States of America. And then the other 20% is international, Germany, Netherlands, Ireland, and also India. So listen, we do have faithful, loyal listeners, especially international. I really appreciate you guys for listening every day. I thank you guys for showing up. You're awesome. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? Y'all get to come back later on today and what? Do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motor-